Oh, that sounds good, yeah. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. If you joined us last hour, we flip-flopped our hours. Generally, 9 o'clock is our open line hour, and 10 is our topic hour. This week, our topic was tailgating, off the home improvement topic a little bit, but there's a lot in tailgating practices that apply to backyard barbecues.
And you bet.
That topic's no stranger to Rosie on the House, but we've had people calling in at 7 o'clock this morning with home improvement questions. They've been lining up. Our phones are lit. Our texts are full. Our emails are coming in. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923, or you can email into info@rosieonthehouse.com, whatever method is most convenient for you to communicate to us.
If you've got a home improvement project, you've got questions about how to get it started, how to get it done, or more importantly, how to get it finished, give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We'll put our years of experience to work for you and give you our tricks of the trade and our tips, as well as specific recommendations for brands of tools and brands of products to use. So let's go ahead and jump on the phone. People are lining up. As you hear us, take care of a caller, that clears the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. This is the hour. We move through your calls. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having the call, and congratulations on your 29 years.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
So I've got a AC unit that, as of last Sunday evening, prior to Sunday evening, every time that thing would kick in, it sounded like I was living back at the Air Force base I grew up next to when they were firing up the FB-111 bombers. The things would just wind up, and then you knew that thing was going to run good. Sunday evening, early Sunday morning, 3 o'clock, lightning storm earlier that evening, that unit just started sounding like the blades were grinding on the housing. Had my service company come out, and they are completely perplexed. The guy got up on the roof, was up there for an hour trying to figure out what was going on. The only thing they came back with after I told them I couldn't even put a filter in there, the minute I put a filter in, it starts grinding again. They said, it sounds like you need a new intake. Well, that unit's 6 years old. Matter of fact, 6 years on September 3rd. It's coming. So I'm like, what has changed that would cause that fan blade to get drawn down? And I'm at a loss. Obviously, I'm not an AC guy.
So if you take the filter out and have no static pressure in the return air plenum, you don't hear the noise.
I don't hear the noise. Now, it's a totally different noise than it was operating before. I don't hear that wind-up noise anymore either.
Well, that screams at me that we're probably just dealing with a bearing that either in a squirrel cage or the fan motor that's allowing that motor or a loose something that's being drawn up against the fan blade. I can't imagine it's going to be that tough to figure out. I'd put my guy up there and say, let's turn the unit on. This is it with the filter in. This is it with the filter off. Now, what's right. It hitting?
Yeah, well, and this is the first time I've never gone up on the roof. So I think integrity is the person I probably should call, right?
Well, it's funny, actually, and it depends on where you're located, but Brad, usually, they're one of their top
Brad's always listening. He's like one of our top texters. We get more texts from Brad during our show than anybody else.
I actually just grabbed my – I usually don't look at my phone during the broadcast for distraction, but I actually grabbed it expecting Brad to be like,
this is the answer.
He might be napping this morning, though. It's 10.
Well, you goofed him up on the hour.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's it.
He got too hungry.
Now, Mike, the unit's working. It's producing cooling and all of that.
Yeah, it's working great. Except it's, like I said, the only thing, it's totally different noise now. We hear a wind down now at the end instead of the wind up at the start.
What brand is it?
It's a Train.
Okay, all right.
3.5 ton.
Okay. Well, you've got a good unit. It's only 6 years old. You've got another at least 10 years on that. Finding that actual rattling, something's coming in contact with something, that's generally, I just usually go to my toolbox and I bring out my stethoscope and I just start applying it to all the different parts of whatever I'm looking for. And baby, when you found the one part that's getting hit,
you can hear it.
It lights your eardrums up. You can find it really quick. That was a trick I actually learned from my old friend Mark Salem in the auto industry, where they try and find that missing valve tappet or the cylinder that's not firing. So I've carried a stethoscope in my toolbox for 20 years. All right, we're going from air conditioning to plumbing. Miss Peggy, thank you for calling Rosie on the House.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
In my master bath, the toilet, and it's been doing this off and on for a couple of months, when you flush it, it rises, and then it very slowly goes all the way down. Sometimes it has that cough, and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it flushes almost normal, but it always seems to, the water, when you go in to use it next time, the water is always very low. I've tried filling in, you know, making sure my back tank is full, but okay. It's not, you know, it's not low on water.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I've plunged it. I even bought a new plunger, thinking maybe my other one was old.
Okay.
But, you know, it continues to happen.
All right.
And I'm not very good. I tried YouTube. I didn't find anything helpful.
Yeah. You know, Peggy, the thing about plumbing is you always want it to flow downhill. And to do that, a plumbing system requires two things. A clear line, a positive drainage path, and atmospheric pressure. Now, Peggy, if you'll go to your refrigerator and get, just reach in there and grab one of the water bottles that you probably have in there and open the water bottle and don't sip out of it. Turn it completely upside down. The water will gurgle out as gravity draws the water out, but it can't draw it out faster than it can replace the top of the water bottle with air, so it bubbles up. Well, there's a good chance your plumbing system may not be plugged downline, but something in your vent system may be holding that up. We may not be getting the atmospheric pressure we need. That can vary. Usually what we find in that case is some kind of landscape debris or litter against a plumbing vent, a tree arm or leaf limb that's grown up. Palms are really notorious for that, planted right up against the house, and the palm frond falls on top of the vent. Pretty common here in Arizona. So if the plunging doesn't solve it, it may be something farther down the line, or tree root or something, that may need to be cleared with a good drain line roto-rooter job. Or it may be you don't have the right pressure ventilation, and we got to get up on the roof and check all the vents. Once you check those two things, if we're still not getting it, and that's the only toilet it's happening at, then at that point, you're probably looking at possibly replacing that toilet. So those are the three things you need to take a look at. One of those three is going to solve your problem. We appreciate, sorry you had to get up on Saturday morning and call a public radio station and talk about your toilet in front of 100,000 people, but you know what? Romy, that's why we're here, right?
That's why we're here.
You want to try and take Eva Lee or Tom?
I do. And you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But Brad says, I'm hiding out in Sholo.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Didn't hear the broadcast. But Chris texted me and says, it sounds like the motor module is going out.
There you go, Mike. Motor module. So he's had his air conditioning rep check it out. They couldn't find anything. It was Mike that said, I guess I got to call Integrity, right?
Yeah. So he knows who to call.
You calling Rosie on the House got you in touch with Brad of Integrity, who's on vacation in Sholo, and he's diagnosed it long distance without ever hearing the show. Now, that can only happen right here at Rosie on the House,
and
the motor module.
And no matter what part of the great state of Arizona you're in, from Flagstaff down to Green Valley, we've got 10 great air conditioning partners here at Rosie on the House for your comfort, because it's why this state grew from 100,000 at the turn of 1900s to millions by the end. It was air conditioning and water.
Let's see if we can get Lee real quick. Lee calling from Scottsdale. We do have one open line. If you'd like to sneak in, now be the time to do it. Good morning, Lee.
Hi. Thank you for making my call.
You bet, buddy.
I got an issue, and we started smelling damp wood around our kitchen sink. We're in a Hallcraft home built about 59 in central Scottsdale, south Scottsdale, and just trying to figure out what I do next. I sure don't want to tear into that wall myself. The wall is between my master shower and where I have my refrigerator and washing machine next to the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And we see dampness
coming
out of the baseboards.
All right.
And we use drains.
Okay. Well, you're gonna need to get somebody in there and open the wall up and detect where what's the source leak. Is it a torn shower pan? Is it a plumbing fixture? Is it a valve? Is it a break in the line? We got to determine that. So I'm going to tell you, if I were you, I'd probably start with a plumber. And right there in South Scottsdale, you've got Babcock Plumbing. They live right there. They're your neighbor. There's also Ben Franklin Plumbing. Both Rosie Certified Partners. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. And welcome back to Rosie on the House, the open line hour, where we try and clear all the lines for you, the Arizona homeowner, to call us with any question you might have about home remodeling or home improvement. Let us put our 48 years worth of home building and remodeling experience to work for you. We've got Pat, Tom, and Eva. Let's take Eva first in the order in which the calls came in. If you've got a question you'd like to ask us, jump on the line. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Miss Eva.
Hi.
How are you today, this beautiful Saturday morning?
I'm doing fine.
All right. Well, good. Well, how can we help you?
My question is, I have a natural stone floor that I can't find anything to clean it because I had one my kitchen, and they didn't seal my floor.
No. Okay.
So it's just the kitchen is beautiful, but the floor is terrible.
Yeah. Little grease spots that you can't get up one thing or another, huh?
Yep.
Well, it depending on what the stone is, Miss Eva, that could be a really tough job. But you could go to rosieonthehouse.com, and we have professional cleaners that you can find there that they could come out and take a look at it and see. The problem with grease stains in natural stone is, as you know, the stone is like a sponge, and the stain is actually sunk into the grain of the stone, and you actually have to apply a poultice to the stain and hope it pulls the oils and residual amino acids and proteins out of the stone, thereby removing the stain, and then finding the right seal to put on top of that.
And in your area, you've got First Class Green Cleaning, 602-996-6993. And there's also Phoenix Carpet Repair, in addition to, obviously, carpet repair. They do a lot of stone and grout cleaning, 602-688-4168. And we are looking for a stone and carpet cleaner in the Tucson area. If you are in southern Arizona and service majority of Tucson, we'd love to hear from you. And you have to have been in business for 5 years, have all the legal business requirements, And in business locally. You can't have been in business for 5 years in out of state and then just moved in. 5 years in business locally. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click contact us, and let us know you're interested in applying for the screening process.
All right. There you go. Hope that helps, Miss Eva. It can be a challenge. I want you to know. Don't get discouraged easily. The situation you've got is going to take a bit of work to get it solved. From there, we're going to go to Tom calling from Mesa. We'll follow that with Pat from Goodyear, and we'll follow that with your call. There is an open line for you to get in right now at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, I use your super cooling method that you suggested,
okay.
And I find that it works. So I told this to a neighbor, but she said their house was too small, and therefore it wouldn't work for them. Is that true?
Well, the smaller the home, the smaller the electric bill, the smaller results you're going to see. And again, a small home very often isn't insulated well enough to hold the cooling once you've put it into the system. So it can present challenges. You'll see some benefit, but you won't see the benefit, you know, that other homeowners see. I was reading an email I got on Sanderson Ford last segment. I got three or four emails while I was out of town on super cooling. People have been trying it this summer. Can't believe how much money they're saving. And, you know, it works. And it works fabulously. You actually get to keep your house cooler, and your bill, your power bill, goes down. So it's a matter of consuming all your power off peak. You have to get to at least an 80-20 split. And if we can get you there, you can see a reduction of your power bill by 20 or 30 or 40%. So the small house, Tom, can have its challenges. They won't see that big a savings.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Okay, man. We appreciate the call on behalf of your neighbor. We get a lot of that. Hey, I'm trying to help a neighbor. I'm trying to help my mom. I'm trying to help my dad.
And that's not to say that there, if you don't like, that's not to say you don't have to super cool. You can still super cool and live in the benefits of that much cooler environment.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
You know, it can be a lifestyle. You may not, like you said, get the financial savings, but man, sure enjoyable living.
Pat on hold wants to know how the new APS rates are going to impact super cooling. We'll take that call after this.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got no better reason. That's why I'm standing before you.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. The show's Rosie on the House, celebrating 29 years of being on every Saturday morning to take Arizona homeowners' calls to answer their questions about anything having to do with home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance on their house, home, castle, or cabin. That's a mouthful.
And Pat's been on the line longest as we get up to Goodyear and bring him in. Take a quick moment and congratulate Dunright Windows and Doors. They've got a nice new showroom in the Scottsdale area. Worked hard to become a Rosie certified partner, and of course, if you're a window contractor, you had to get your Pella certification. So worked hard to earn that, and we're happy to have them on. And another
that's awesome
resource for you, the Arizona homeowner, for maintaining, caring, and keeping up with your house, home, castle, or cabin.
You know,
you can
I'd
find
like
them in the window category and door category at Rosie on the House.
I'd like to say right here on air, Romy, just congratulations on the job you're doing. I think the network has grown more since you stepped up and taken control than it has since we started. You're doing a great job, man.
Well, we've got
thanks a million for all your hard work.
We have the team to execute it. That's been the biggest.
We do have a great team.
The biggest aspect.
But thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah.
And the Arizona homeowners, thank you for all your great work. Because as the network grows, their protection grows. Let's go to Pat in Goodyear. After that, it'll be Diane in Tucson and Hank in Maricopa. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Thank you, people, for being there. You are a godsend.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
Okay. Now, the new rates that have gone in for APS and the modifications that they've made, and supposedly they're changing the hours for peak. How is that going to be affecting those of us who super cool? I've been very successful at it. Usually peak use is between 12 and 15%.
Nice, Pat. Good job.
Yeah.
Now, which plan are you on, 9 to 9 or noon to 7?
Noon to 7.
Okay. And how big is your home?
1350.
Okay. And
it's a freezer home in Goodyear.
Okay. And by using the super cooling with your current combined advantage plan, how much do you think you're saving a month?
Well, from what I understand, the people that lived here before had like $400 electric bills a month.
Woo.
And I am usually right around 200 is like my maximum.
Okay. All right. So you're buying 80 to 85% of your power off peak. That's great. So to answer your question, how APS's new rates will affect supercooling, Pat, I have to tell you, I've done a little bit more studying on how they're going to impact and affect solar industry than I have how they've affect supercooling. I got distracted. I haven't done a good job of studying what actually got passed last week while I was out of town. I'll be doing a complete assessment of that with my good friend Steve Kep, the owner of Advanced Home Systems, the father of supercooling. And I will give you, Pat, a complete follow-up on that topic and that question on next week's program. So be sure and stay tuned in. We'll hit that at the 9 o'clock hour. All right, from there, let's see if we can jump to Hank calling from Maricopa. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good.
First of all, I want to say thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
The situation I'm having, I've been having for months, that at from time to time in the morning, I will lose water pressure. Sometimes I have to have nothing on until one faucet on, and very low, if any, water coming out. Then when I do get some pressure, I have a lot of black water coming in my kitchen sink, my toilet bowl, showers, whole nine yards. I have called my local water company, and they said it's my water softener. I have called my water softener. They came out and looked at it. They say this. They're saying it's my local water company. Any input?
Just out of curiosity, have you talked to any neighbors?
Yes. They're not having no issues at all.
It's got to be something in your line then post-entrance, which would either be the heater or the softener. Does it only, if you just run cold, does it come out, or does it only come out if you're on hot?
Just coming on, period. I had no water pressure at all, cold or hot. A couple Sundays ago, I had no water pressure the whole day. The very next day, like nothing happened. It was just normal, fine.
Now, the next thing I would tell you to do, Hank, is when you experience that, do you know where the water comes into your house?
Yes, I do. And I go outside and I check my faucet outside.
Yes.
High pressure.
Okay. All right. So, Hank, it is something inside your home, because if you can go around to that hose bib that's at your water manifold and it's high pressure, but something inside the house is restricting it. I, too, am with the water company. I'm very suspicious that it is your water treatment system. I'd maybe get a second opinion from another water treatment company. I know our company, Water Treatment Technologies, I know they go down to Maricopa. I know All About Water goes down to Maricopa, so I'd get a second opinion on that water treatment system, Hank.
I agree. And you can find them both in the water treatment category at rosieonthehouse.com. If you hang tight, we'll make sure Jennifer grabs you offline and gets you excuse me, those numbers.
We had a caller that couldn't hold on. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in and visit. We'll help you with anything you're trying to tackle. The number's 1-888-767-4348, but a caller from Tucson called and left a message that, look, my system, my air conditioning system is 20 years old. Is it worth fixing? You know, I wish she could have held because I wanted to ask her some more questions. But at 20 years old, it would depend on what the repair bill is going to be. And depending on the size of the equipment, what the cost of replacing it is going to be. But I will tell you, a 20-year-old system probably has an efficiency rating that's about one-half or two-thirds less than what a new system is going to be. I would not put very much money into a 20-year-old air conditioning system. And if I was in southern Arizona, in the Pima County area, I would call Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating, or I would call Temperature Control in Tucson. If I was farther south than that, I'd call Green Valley Cooling and Heating and get somebody there to give you an estimate and a full appraisal of what the new unit would cost. You're going to find that unit is going to operate at about three-quarters, about 75% more efficient than the system you currently have now. Any one of these three companies aren't just going to take a look at the equipment and replace it with like-sized equipment. They're going to take a look at the return air plenum and make sure it's as big as it needs to be. They're going to take it they're going to take a look at the supply ducts to make sure you don't have any leakage. And then they're going to give you a system designed for the actual application at your house. I will tell you this. If you look for air conditioners and you have people coming over to your house, if they're just walking over and seeing what size you have and saying, you have a 3-ton, we're going to replace it with a 3-ton, and that's all the research they do, you have the wrong air conditioning company on your property. The newer, high-efficient units, generally if the ductwork can be checked and it's all got good, the integrity of the duct system is good, we can reduce the size of your equipment in Arizona almost every single time. And by reducing the size of the equipment by a proper BTU load calculation, the thing that you want your air conditioning contractor to be looking at the very least, is a manual J calculation that's done on a computer. Okay, that tells them what size compressor, air conditioner you need. And if they tell you, well, it looks like you need about a 2.5 or a 3-ton, go with a smaller unit. You want your air conditioning slightly undersized so that when it comes on and runs a really long time. If you go too big an air conditioner, it turns on and off, on and off, on and off. It takes 6 times more electricity to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. You want your air conditioner to come on in the hot summer afternoons, turn on, and stay on a long time. Okay? Slightly undersized, higher efficiency means your house is going to be more comfortable. There's going to be fewer hot spots, and your air is going to be much better filtered, improving your indoor air quality. So there you go. You're down in the Tucson area. Again, that's either Temperature Control, Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating, or Green Valley and Cooling and Heating. Those are the three we'd recommend to you.
Let's get to Elizabeth and talk some flooring. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So I would like to know what my next best inexpensive option for flooring is other than carpeting or vinyl.
And what rooms in the home are we looking to floor?
Well, honestly, it would be my whole entire house. But really right now, I kind of want to start with one room that I had to tear the carpet out of because there was like a lot of urine accidents on it.
Yeah.
And so we have pets?
No, a child.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to go to a hard surface. And, Elizabeth, I'll tell you, you can get to any of the tile showrooms in town. And good porcelain tile starts at under $2 a square foot. So that's not installed. That's the material only. But that's probably what I'd be looking at. Think about ceramic tile. If you're not into the sheet vinyl or the linoleum, I mean, then they make some really nice linoleum. So that would be a real option for me if it was my house.
And because it's not pets, you don't have to worry about, you know, a lot of dogs have a hard time walking on tiles. But that's not our case here, so that's a great option for you, and we'll get a couple for you in your area here. We'll do a little research during the break and get you that detail.
Bringing it back to the final segment of 4 hours of Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. We appreciate all of you that have called in. Hopefully we've helped you with a few dilemmas and stumbling blocks in getting the projects done around your house. Let's see if we can sneak in Mark as our last caller of the day real quick before we wrap up the show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for being on, and we really appreciate the pertinent information and interesting shows. My question is around solar. We just put solar on the house. We also have it at the office. But I'm interested now in the super cooling and maximizing the solar as well as super cooling. We were super coolers for quite some time. I think we saved a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
On a 4,500 square foot home.
I bet you did. All right. Well, Mark, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a number down, or you can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. And in the search engine under search for a trusted partner, just go to the category energy efficiency. The father of supercooling is a man by the name of Steve Kep. His number is his company is Advanced Home Systems. His number is 602-402-7656. And it was Steve that cracked the code. Depending on as solar is related to supercooling and how it's going to impact you at your house has a little bit to do with who your power company is, okay? And Steve has kind of unlocked the secrets behind each utility company's pricing structure. So give Steve a call and talk him through it, 602-402-7656. Mark, super cooling, 4,500 square foot home, saving hundreds of dollars a month.
Cool new feature, while you're in the Trusted Partner, you can click on the category eStore, and we're adding all of our product partners there until our shop.rosieonthehouse.com is ready to launch for the 30th anniversary celebration. We're going to be customizing some hand tools, you know, 7 hand tools every homeowner must have, all American-made tools, quality. They're going to be, you know, a one-time purchase, except a saw. You may have to buy a new saw if you wear it out eventually. The blades might get a little dull, but
a good saw for a homeowner can last a long time. The challenge is you got to find a saw sharpener. Those guys are getting hard to find.
That's the challenge. So that's just something that will be coming along. But in the meantime, we've been adding a lot of these products that we find at the national hardware shows as we travel around, and people find us and, hey, Rosie, I want you to check out this product. One that we've added, it was actually one that our last sale that went through on the eStore was this Cool Rush that Hex Armor is now offering. And it was we originally found Hex Armor because they had the cactus proof gloves.
Right.
And this Cool Rush is a towel that stays cold. Dad, I'm telling you, 2.5 to 3 hours. You just dip it in water, let it soak, wring out the excess, and you drape it over. And I actually, when I'm feeding, or out cleaning stalls, I'll put it over my head because then it keeps the flies out of my ears and off my neck. And I mean, when I put that on, I don't hardly sweat anywhere else on the rest of my body. I don't put that on there right now. Oh. Man, I come in dripping. And so I bought one, and then
I use it hiking the Grand Canyon.
I felt guilty.
It's so awesome.
I bought one for Amanda.
You better.
And then I felt guilty because, well, actually, I felt I gave mine away to the girls, and now I didn't have one. So I finally just went and bought four more, so I've got six.
Everybody in the house
has one. They're $11. And the best investment for maintaining your body temperature when you come in from outside doing chores, your the core of your body doesn't take nearly as long to restabilize because it's kept so cool. But it's called the Cool Rush by Hex Armor. It's in the e-store category at rosieonthehouse.com. And they're actually going to be in next Saturday for an interview talking about their products and safety and body cooling. So it'll be a lot of fun. There's also the community calendar. If you've got an event, a festival, something that Arizona homeowners would benefit from, just reach out to us. We'd be happy to put it in our community calendar. Right now, we've got the Prescott Valley Western Collectible and Firearm Show.
Going on this weekend.
In Prescott Valley. Coming up September, we've got the Sweet Corn Festival, Arts and Crafts at the Rodeo Park. Always a great time.
Yes.
And then the Great American Seed Up, if you want to get into fall gardening, great opportunity to be in and learn something there. So all those at rosieonthehouse.com. And you know what? Here comes a softball. Just text Diamondbacks to 411-923, and we'll pick a random winner for our Diamondbacks
ticket.
I have no idea. They're not in front of me.
No, we didn't bring them in today.
I missed that. But two tickets, dugout passes, rows 13, seats 7 and 8, comes with a parking pass. Text D-backs to 411-923, and we'll draw a random winner right now. We'll catch you next Saturday, 7 o'clock. In the meantime, if you've got a question, it's rosieonthehouse.com.